May 5th through the 11th, get close to the future legends in women's golf. The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic returns to TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Brought to you by Carlisle Companies. The biggest purse on the Epson Tour means the best in women's golf will be here. May 5th through the 11th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. Be there for the best.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams right here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. We are going. We are hot. We are on Golf News Network. golfnewsnetnews.com. I just want to make sure that everybody is clear on what we're doing during this transition time. You know, when you look at the Golf News Net and what they've done over the last few years, 1.5 million visitors to the website monthly. When you look at their TV tab, their radio show tab, when you look at the expanse of the golfnewsnet.com, then you know why I wanted to put Great American Golf Saturday mornings, this Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, over on the Golf News Net. And it will repeat a couple of two or three times every day under its regular programming times. And then it will be sent over to the biggest platforms for audio on the earth, from Amazon Music to iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and more. You can go find the shows there. They will live there. And we are excited for the sponsors, bigger footprint, more listeners, and I think a lot more fun where we're going with it, because I'm not tied to a clock right now. I don't have to do this exactly according to a radio clock, even though we're doing a radio show. Dr. Bob Denny, PGA historian emeritus, with me tonight. We are going to come back with Craig Renshaw. We will catch up with him in the future. He had some family issues going on, But we've got a lot to talk about, Dr. Bob. And I want to let you know that we're going to talk a lot of ladies golf tonight. But before we even get to that, let's talk about the road to the LPGA Tour. And that would be the Epson Tour. And you can go to CarlisleLPGA.com, get your tickets for the largest purse in Epson Tour events all year long. Now, this is the tours where the ladies come out of college. They go to this tour. We might call it a developmental tour, Dr. Bob, but it is the tour where people go, young ladies go, to hone their skills. These are some of the greatest collegiate and now professional golfers on the earth, and they're working their way to the LPGA Tour. With that said, there's events going on all year long, and the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is coming at the TPC Scottsdale, the Champions Course, on May 8, 9, 10, and 11. Tickets $12 a day. I don't know where you can go find that kind of entertainment, that kind of up-close, personal, wonderful viewing of these great young ladies and the shot making they will do right in front of your eyes. You want to learn the golf swing? Watch the ladies. And do it on the Epson Tour. The Epson Tour has been around for decades, Bob. And the LPGA Tour owns the Epson Tour. And that is why the ladies going to the Epson Tour are working their way. This is the road to being able to play on the LPGA Tour. Coming up, Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic, Scottsdale TPC, May 8, 9, 10, 11. CarlisleLPGA.com to get your tickets. All right, Bob, what about the ladies? I think the number one most important tournament on the earth going on this weekend. A lot of great golf to watch. We'll get to it. But I believe it is the ladies. Where are they? What are they doing?
They're at the Woodlands in Texas. It's the Chevron Championship. I still like to call it the Dinosaur Championship because they present a dinosaur trophy to the winner. It's the first major of the year. And as expected, we still have a tremendous year for the Asian, or player who's done so well throughout the entire tour so far. And China's Yan Lin is leading by one stroke currently over a young woman by the name of Lindy Duncan from the United States. Two n names that really aren't to pop off your the top of your
No, they
tongue.
don't really, do they?
And it's interesting to note that two of the best players in the world are just struggling like crazy this week. And that was Nelly Korda, who had an opening 77. Charlie Hull had a 75. And you just don't know what happened there. Charlie triple bogeyed the last hole. And Nelly just looks out of sorts and really hasn't been able. She's had to change putters from her first to her second round, from a blade to almost a small mallet to try to stabilize herself. So it's that kind of tournament. And but I just know one thing, that the Chevron Championship has always been very competitive, regardless of who's at the top. It's nice to see Lexine Thompson three strokes back at minus four. And we know that at 30 years old, she said this would be her farewell year, and she'd be playing spotty in certain events. Well, she's playing pretty darn well this week, and it's good to see Lexi.
Well, she's just a great player. And let's go ahead and take a little pause on the leaderboard there, Dr. Bob, because I did catch up with Lexi Thompson recently at the Ford Championship. And I've got a little interview with Lexi. And we talk about how it's a little bit bittersweet for her playing golf, but also a bit of her farewell tour around the LPGA circuit. So here's Lexi Thompson. Have a listen, folks. Greetings, folks. Ray Adams at the Ford Championship presented by Wild Horse Pass. We're in Chandler, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix. And of course, this is the Sunday afternoon. The players, all of them are out, and some of them are beginning to now come in the afternoon. And I'm standing with one of my all-time favorite players. And I'm not just saying that because Jim McClain, who had done some coaching with you years ago, a lot of coaching, said when Lexi Thompson first came out on tour, he said, "Ray, you watch that young lady because she is going to be great." Lexi Thompson, right here, folks, on Great American Golf. Is it with tears of joy and some sadness that you have your final tour this year, or what? Tell us what you are. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of emotions. You know, I announced last year that I was just, you know, stepping away from full-time schedule of golf. So, you know, not playing 20 events a year. You know, I didn't say that I was just going to disappear and never play again. So I still plan on playing a couple times this year, maybe around 10. Just kind of taking it one time, one tournament at a time, seeing where I am mentally. And, you know, I just recently got engaged. So, you know, wedding planning's on the horizon now.
Oh, yeah.
And, a lot more exciting things, and yeah, but of course I always enjoy playing in front of my fans and, you know, meeting the sponsors,
well,
and building those relationships.
We all
too.
Love watching you play.
Thank
and
you.
You had 11 under for the Ford Championship. That was a decent tournament.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely take it after my two over first round. So,
yeah.
You know, I wasn't even expecting to play on the weekend, but I came out here and just, so, you know, I gave it my all and ended up shooting six under and made the cut on the number, and just try to fire off some low scores. So I'm proud of myself for sticking with it and not giving up. And, you know, I think that's what I do greatly. So I'll continue to do so.
Well, what a career and what wonderful golf entertainment and thrills over the years you've given us.
Thank you.
And we talk about you all the time on both of my radio shows and on television.
I love to hear that.
This is my wonderful wife,
Hi,
Marina,
how are you?
And she's going to clip our picture.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Sure.
It's Lexi Thompson here at the Ford. And you heard from, well, from Lexi, what her plans are. We will be watching and waiting and listening.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Bob, we're back. And you listen to Lexi Thompson, and you just can't help but be thrilled by all the great golf we've seen out of her, watched from her. And again, this week, right here at the Chevron Championship at the Woodlands area in Texas. And again, for me, you're calling it the Dinosaur. It is the Chevron, the first major for the LPGA Tour this year, but of five majors. But, you know, there's not a Poppy's Pond to jump in. It's not in the Palm Desert, Palm Springs area anymore as it was forever. Dinah Shore, a famous singer, entertainer for decades, in the Golf Hall of Fame because of all that she gave to golf. So it's great. This is a beautiful venue. Wonderful place. I'm watching Yan Liu right now give an interview after her round today. on my monitors here in the broadcast studio. And it's a great leaderboard. It's a lot of fun. We're going to see some amazing golf. So what about this leaderboard? Let's keep going on the leaderboard.
Well, I'm just trying to mention that the uniqueness about this was the fact that Yan Lin, who at 27 years old, Epson Tour graduate, minus seven, she was the one that was actually in control, I thought, most of the way. She didn't make any very big mistakes for the first couple of rounds, and I was very impressed with her play. And Lindy, another one, was a fine player. And I'm just looking at my leaderboard here. So just bear with me here.
Well, I caught up with Sarah Schmelzel, and she's right there at T2. She shot 70-68. Lindy Duncan is there. Not a lot of people know who Lindy Duncan is, but the Lan Yu young lady is there at 7 under with a 1-stroke lead. This is anybody's golf tournament to see who jumps in the big lake. Mao Sago from Japan, Huiju Kim. We already know a little bit about her. I don't know who Manon DeRoy is, and we could go down the line, but there's Lexi at T10 with a 73-67, and we're excited to see Lexi right there. Minji Lee, we know her. A lot of names on this leaderboard. Anybody's game to win. Anybody's major to
When we
win.
look back, Ray, I was just going to say, I was looking back at Lexi. Wouldn't it be absolutely amazing and poetic for her to come out of this crowd and actually win this event? And I
Of
say that
course.
for one reason. She lost in the 2017 playoff to Roy Soyeon Ryu when she should never have been in the playoff. She gave it away with a penalty stroke and a couple of misses there. I think that sort of set the unfair decline for Lexi at the major level because of that loss. She was never going to win another major after that. She finished second in the KPMG championship and Women's PGA championship, I'm trying to say, at Congressional. I think had she won that one, it would have turned the tide for her. She would be able to get the confidence. And that's just my observation of her because I've watched her ever since she's 12 years old. I saw her win the Junior PGA Championship in 2007 in Ohio. I was 10 feet away from her. I thought she looked fantastic as a young 12-year-old handling that pressure. So I really think, wouldn't it be something? We're so gaga over what Rory did to get that monkey off his back. I think this would be even a bigger story when you look at it.
I'm looking down this leaderboard, and I caught up with Lydia Ko recently, had a great interview with her. As I told you, Amy Yang, great interview with Yuka Saso, had a great interview with well, and some of them have been on, many of them have been on my television show over the years, but great interviews recently with so many of them. I'm so glad to catch up with Lexi on her. Well, let's see if it is her final year. Who knows? Sarah Schmelzel from right here in Phoenix, Arizona, where this show emanates from. But just lots and lots of golf and lots of fun to watch these ladies. And I'll tell you again, folks, if you want to learn the swing, the golf swing, then you want to catch up on television and watch these ladies. Brooke Henderson out of Canada. How can you not absolutely love watching Brooke Henderson? I mentioned Lydia Ko, Maya Stark. Just flying down the leaderboard. The player from Russia, the sensational player from Russia, Natalia Gusева, caught up with her. Great interview with her. She gave me her phone number and said, "I'll come on your radio show anytime, Ray." So I will be catching up with Natalia Gusева soon, folks. There's Sofia Popov, did a full television show with Sofia, a women's British Open champion out of Germany, lives here in Phoenix, Arizona. And again, on and on, Anna Nordqvist from here in Phoenix, Ryan O'Toole on my TV show. I go down the list over the years, and I also realize there's Lilia Vu, caught up with her. So many of these great players, Bob, Madeline Sagstrom, great interview with her. It's up on my Facebook and Instagram, that video that I did with her a few weeks ago. And after the video at the Ford Championship, she hauled off and won an LPGA Tour event right after that recently. Gabby Lopez, another one. So there you go. And so many of them have what I call the match play magic. After I interview them, they go on and win, or they figured well. Caught up with Charlie Hall at the Ford. Great interview with her. But this golf tournament is so historically special that I just am so I'm so anticipating some unbelievable competitive golf over the weekend. And so many of these players on this LPGA tour are graduates of the Epson Tour, the road to the LPGA. And you're going to be able to see those ladies play coming up at the TPC in Scottsdale, May 8, 9, 10, and 11. Go to carlislpga.com. Make sure you get your tickets. I'll be there. Bob, go.
Ray, I think it would be interesting had the Solheim Cup had a different way to get its qualifying for a global team versus the United States. And I say that, wouldn't the talent that I see now in Asia coming in the last year and a half would be unbelievable forming a team of their own. And I think that would be amazing because we see such a disparity in from the Ryder Cup to the President's Cup. The Solheim Cup, if for just for one time they brought in the global team against the United States, I think I would swear that that Asian team would probably be favored. And I just say that because they're so mechanically sound. They don't sh obviously they don't show a lot of emotion, and they're just technically so good. And I just think this is an amazing year to watch who's winning these championships.
And if you want to meet some Solheim Cup captains, and if you want to meet Solheim players, and if you want to meet Alan Solheim, who is one of the prominent members of the Solheim family, owning Ping Golf Clubs. And of course, the Solheim family and Ping really sponsoring and beginning and sustaining the Solheim Cup over the many, many years. Alan will be speaking at Kierland Resort in Scottsdale at Maryland's Tee, the big event named after Maryland Smith, one of the 13 founders of the LPGA Tour. We lost Marilyn a few years ago. She was a great friend of mine in this show. Debbie Waitkus and so many other board members under the Golf It Forward banner is now the public face of the Marilyn Smith Founders Legacy Foundation, where $1.5 or more million have been given to young ladies coming out of high school, going into college, wanting to play collegiate golf, helping them to do it under the Marilyn Smith Foundation. It is now known as golfitforward.org. That big, huge event is coming for men and women and husbands and fathers and moms and dads and all the kids. Everybody is going to be there at the Kierland Resort in Scottsdale this coming Sunday from 1 to 3. And you can go to golfitforward.org, get your tickets, make sure you're there, read all about it. I'll be there. We're going to be filming Pat Bradley, Sherry Steinhauer, others, Julie Ingster. I'm going to be filming with Julie for my TV show. My goodness, how much bigger does Julie Ing they don't get any bigger than Pat Bradley and Julie Ingster, do they, Bob? So
No.
historically, so lots of that going on at Maryland's Tee by golfitforward.org this coming Sunday. This is now, we're talking tomorrow, and you need to get your tickets and be there, folks. All right, Bob, anything else on this big LPGA tournament, this big major, this Chevron? I am going to make one comment. I don't want to belabor it. We're going to keep everything positive. However, I am disappointed. Women's golf is the best news in professional tour golf, and for that matter, golf anywhere, amateur golf in the world. And I've been talking about it. You and I have been talking about it, Craig. A lot of guests have been talking about it. And we know that with the men's professional tours in, well, struggles, issues, and a dark cloud over them, then let's talk about women's golf and all the good news, the great news. the entertainment, the rising purses, the really recognizing women in the game. You know, before the pandemic, I started doing, well, years before the pandemic, I started doing, great women in golf segments on my radio shows right here. And I've done that over the years, both here and on my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams, now airing on the golfnewsnet.com under the TV tab. Mark O'Meara is airing right now. And, over the years, I featured a lot of women. So we know that women put up the credit cards. They took Saturday tee times. They sustained us, or at least helped to, through a pandemic when golf was exploding all over the world because it was outdoor spaces. And women in golf continue to be a big deal, including professional women tour players. Okay, that was a big, huge mouthful to say what? I'm disappointed that this Chevron Championship, the first major for the ladies on the LPGA Tour, is not getting what I think are is the due respect of having a live from broadcast from the Golf Channel, live from the majors, even live from a non-major, the Players' Championship, but not the ladies, not this Chevron Championship, no live from. I'm very disappointed and I'm calling for it to happen. Bob, quick comment and we move on.
I think obviously that I also see a lack of interest in the golf industry, not only for the Chevron Championship, but also for the 75th anniversary of the LPGA Tour. I think both are is important for this year, especially this year, 75th anniversary. And like I said, the trophy still has Dinah Shore's name on it. It's this is not a way to celebrate that tremendous legacy of those 13 founders for this LPGA tour in my mind. And I also believe that the Chevron Championship deserves its own special moment, as does the Women's US Open, the KPMG, et cetera, all the way through the entire calendar, because they should be able to get their credits and also the attention. And I agree with you, Ray, that this is not a level playing field when it comes to attention.
Well, it's not their finest moment on the Golf Channel. Come on. These are majors of the LPGA Tour. These are the greatest women on the planet. With the growth of women's golf, don't sit around and brag all about it and talk all about it. Let's have live from the majors for the ladies as well. It should be no problem at all. Matter of fact, why should we even ever need to talk about it? It should be an automatic. Zurich Classic is a team event, Bob. It's happening. There's pressure to make the cut. And we're looking at Rory McIlroy playing in the event with his partner Shane Lowry, both from Northern Ireland. They're playing at the TPC in Louisiana. And so here's an event. Wyndham Clark and Sepp Straka, my buddy Sepp, they want to get above the cut line. And we're going to look at that cut line in a minute and we're going to find out about it. But 10 under par is what we think the cut line is right at. Let's look at it. It pretty much says what it is. And there are notable players all over the place. So let's have a look at that leaderboard, Bob. You tell me, what do you make of it at this point?
Well, to me, it's another great warm-up for the European Ryder Cup team, as they are so well in tune with each other. Some of the great players on that leaderboard and further down the list are warming up, as they have in other parts of the world and other championships. And I just think Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, just 6 strokes behind in this opening on Friday, are. It's great for them to have that opportunity. So I'm all for team golf at different times of the year to help bring that attention and that excitement back. And there's something about me that's saying it's going to be a very tough road for the US team at Bethpage in September. That's just the way I feel about it.
All right, we look at the cut line and we look at the leaderboard now. And we're coming in today on Saturday to really have some, I think, fun golf. This is a fun event. This is not what I would call a really big deal. Doesn't make a lot of difference for a lot of people, except for it might make a difference for Isaiah Solinda and Kevin Vello, 17 under par. Who are these people?
Well,
You have any idea who they are, Bob?
Isaiah Solinda and Kevin Vello, I believe, are both from California, I think. And Kevin Vello was one of the top 30 in the Korn Ferry Tour last year. And they've blended so well at 17 under in the second round. And look right who's right behind them. Last week's hard luck loser to Justin Thomas, Andrew Novak, and Ben Griffin. So that's going to be interesting to see how they all come together. But
What is the
this
team?
the,
What is
it's
what does the team down there say? There's a slogan for the, is it the football team? And what did they say? Who dat?
who
Who
dat?
dat? Who dat? I
That's
don't know what who dat is, but I guess it's who is that? So the shortened version is who dat? Because I guess they're speaking in Cajun or Creole or whatever. And so the question is, Isaiah Solinda and Kevin Vello, who dat?
That's good. That's
I
good.
guess that's what we should be saying. I don't know. Let's see how they hold out. Drop us down the leaderboard. There's a lot of people there. Nobody knows. Novak Griffin, Hogard and his brother, Bridgman Phillips, Hisatsune Kanaya, who dat at 13 under T5. I mean, really, you've got to go way down the line to Nick Taylor and his buddy Adam Hadwin from Canada to really get to a name.
And look
Then,
who's in third place at the
well,
moment.
then Sepp Straka is playing with Bryce Garnett.
The Hogard brothers.
They're twins, right?
Yes.
Right.
Nicholas and I forgot the gentleman's other name.
All right. Now you're our resident historian from the PGA of American, Rasmus and Nikolai Højgaard. They're twins. And they're playing on tour. Now, have we ever had other twins play on tour?
There have been other twins, Ray. I just haven't been able to pop at the
No, I
top
don't
of the
want to
game.
catch you short. I'm just saying, when we get to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, which, by the way, has an amazing lineup right now, including wrapping up the ladies' major, wrapping this one up. We'll look around the world for golf, but we're going to have a medical specialist on with us for the Golfer Be Well segment. We're looking to have an Epson Tour player on with us. We're also going to have a travel segment. It's called Where's Ray, kind of like Where's Waldo in the old books, you know, the kids' books. You would open the book and try to find Waldo in the book somewhere. So Where's Ray is where am I? Where am I going? Where am I in the world? What am I doing? That's our travel segment with GoVacay Mode Travels. And they are returning as a travel sponsor. We appreciate them so much. So we've got a big Monday show going on. So maybe Monday you can, give us a nugget
Well,
about.
actually, I got one for you right now.
All right, here we go, folks. The golden nugget from Dr. Bob. Here it is.
There's actually two sets of twins who have played on the PGA Tour. So, yes, the Rasmus and Nikolai are identical twins, but the Cootie twins, Pearson and Parker, are fraternal twins. And obviously, their nephews, their uncle is Charles Cootie, who won the Masters Championship. So, that's a unique way to look at and see how well they perform. And I watched Pearson in the Walker Cup several years ago here at Seminole, and he's an outstanding player. But my other nugget tonight, Ray, really is honoring a gentleman who was unbelievable finish to win the 1961 PGA Championship. This is the birthday, the 109th birthday of the late Jerry Barber. And
Oh yeah, Jerry Barber. Go ahead. Keep
Five foot
going.
5 inches and barely 120 pounds, dripping wet. He defeated Don January at Olympia Fields, 1961, and to do so, he was 4 shots behind with 3 holes to play to tie after 72 holes. Jerry, in the same group of January, sank putts of 20 feet for a birdie, 40 feet for a par, and 60 feet for a birdie in the last hole to set off an 18-hole playoff the next day. And Jerry shot a 67 the following day. And Don January was a stroke behind. Jerry Barber, who went on to become the 1961 Ryder Cup captain.
Isn't that a wonderful nugget, everybody? Well, leave it to Dr. Bob Denny, PGA Emeritus Historian of the PGA of America. Oh my goodness. Well, at the big buying summit is coming to the PGA, the home of the PGA of America. That will be at their massive structure, golf. I mean, the resort hotel, the everything that you can think of. Where all of the new PGA professionals go to train, where the history is there. You've worked in that building. You have helped design and decorate and put the history in the building. Don Ray, our great friend, owning a golf course, Augusta Ranch, right here in Phoenix, Arizona area, is the president. Great interview with Don at the PGA show 3 months ago. Go to my YouTube channel at Match Play TV and watch that wonderful, well, it's about a 10-minute interview with Don Ray. And so much is coming this summer to Frisco, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, at the home of the PGA of America. And we're going to talk a lot more about that as we keep going through this, well, this who dat leaderboard, Thomas Dietrich, Robert McIntyre, because I'm seeing so many names, I don't know who these people are. I know who Jake Knapp is, but who is Frankie Capon the third? I have no idea. These are a lot of these players, the unknown players of the week. I used to have a segment called the Unknown Player of the Week, and my great friend Peter Longdon and I used to do that segment. He actually made it up. But here's Rory and Shane teaming up for a T16. They're 11 under par. How far back can you be, Bob, before you're going to play for a lot of fun, couple of bucks, but you're not winning? How far back do you need to be from 17 under par
To have a chance at the
to win?
title,
To win
with two more rounds, I'd say that they're in great shape.
at 11 under, six back.
Oh
Okay.
yeah, I just they could go off at any time, and I would venture to say that Shane is probably the best putter of the two, and I just always enjoyed watching him, especially when he played and won the Open Championship in Ireland. So it. I, they're going back to Port Rush this year for the Open Championship. So
Big open.
this is special. This is special. And Shane gave Barry, excuse me, Rory a great big bear hug after he won at Augusta by the clubhouse. And I ventured to say we could see quite a duel if they all are in good form by the time they get to the Open Championship.
Well, I mentioned this the other day that I met a wonderful, wonderful lady, Beth Coulter, at the ASU Carlisle Performance Center this past Monday. And I mentioned it on the Monday show a few days ago that Beth Coulter is from Northern Ireland. She's on the ladies' team. She's coming on the show, and we're going to talk about her amateur status and the fact that she played at the Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship several weeks ago. So, Beth Coulter, get ready. But she's a member of Royal County Down Golf Club, where my ancestors are all from, specifically my great grandmother. And we can't wait for Beth Coulter to come on, talk about her experience at Augusta. And she has invited me that if I do come to cover the Open Championship this summer in Northern Ireland, that I'm invited to be her guest at Royal County Down. So bad English, but let me say it, ain't that something for your humble correspondent? All right, Bob, we're going to listen to a few messages right now. Folks, stay with me, listen to the messages. They're great sponsors, great people, great products and services. You're going to want them, you're going to need them, and they're making this show happen. So hang on, we're going to be back in just a moment. Listen to these important messages.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
May 5th through the 11th, get close to the future legends in women's golf. The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic returns to TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Brought to you by Carlisle Companies. The biggest purse on the Epson Tour means the best in women's golf will be here. May 5th through the 11th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. Be there for the best.
All right, Dr. Bob, we are back. Dr. Bob Denny, PGA Historian Emeritus from the PGA of America. I'm Ray Adams. Welcome back to Great American Golf every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on golfnewsnet.com, where we are streaming on the website several times during the day. Then we're sent over to the big, big, big audio platforms in the world, and the shows live there. So thank you so much for that, as well as my television show at thegolfnewsnet.com. And you go to the TV tab, and you're going to be able to watch my television shows, as well as they're going over to Roku and Amazon and, well, other places. Once they're on the Golf News Net TV tab, go there. This show right now going, Mark O'Meara. Mark won the Open Championship. Coming up, Mark won the Masters Championship. We just had it. Mark, a great friend of Tiger Woods. Mark O'Meara, one of the nicest interviews I've ever done, Dr. Bob. What a guy. What a player. How accommodating. And I had so much fun having Mark O'Meara on my TV show. And I've got a ton more coming. Many, many more shows coming. You can't believe some of the upcoming shows about women's golf, inclusivity in golf, great PGA Tour players, great legendary players, classics, on and on it goes. What about Mark O'Meara?
I remember 1998 when he won two major championships, and I always know he was a great friend and confidant for Tiger. And Mark was a I thought he was a pretty amazing ball striker when he, in his prime. And you win two majors, and you are definitely setting your the standard high, and give him all the credit in the world for that.
All right. A lot of people missing the cut in Louisiana at this golf tournament. And when you look at it, the cut line is minus 10. And you go down the line and there's a lot of big names that didn't make the cut. I don't know how you don't make the cut when you're playing with each other like this, but a lot of names down there, a lot of fun golf coming this weekend. So much. Luke Donald, Camilo Villegas, they didn't make the cut. And we're gonna keep it going though for the weekend. We'll wrap it all up on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show coming up day after tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Arizona time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. All of that airing on the radio tab at thegolfnewsnet.com. Okay, Now, let's see what we have here. We rarely talk about LIV Golf, but let's have a little mention about LIV Golf. And before we do, I want to thank Squares at squairz.com, Squares Golf Shoes. Bob, do you know that I'm holding in my hand here the Squares Golf Shoe box that arrived at my home today? I love unboxing Squares golf shoes. If you could see me, folks, you would see that when I open the box, there's a host of things in it. But the first thing is on the lid inside. Thank you. Your order made our day. We hope it brightens yours, your friends at Squares. The owner and purveyor of Squares golf shoes is Bob Winskowitz, a great friend of mine and a great partner. Where day one, when he came out with Squares, I said, Bob, I've got to wear Squares. I've got to be an ambassador, got to advertise for you. And we've now been doing it for years. And if you have the square-toed square shoes, the distance shoe, you got to have the square-toed socks as well. And they're in the box. And then there's a lot of other things in the box that you can read about Squares. But then when you open up the box and you open up the shoes, folks, and you're hearing me do that, I am looking at one of the most beautiful pair of golf shoes on the earth. They are clearly number one in the world with the square toe, with the important power points, pressure points, where the cleats are in the bottom. So stylish, so great looking. But you're looking at one of the most powerful pieces of golf equipment. And if you don't have a pair of Squares golf shoes on your feet, then you haven't come into modernity. You don't have ground force reaction. You don't have what so many other PGA Tour pros, Champions Tour pros, teaching pros, famous ones, and others around the world are wearing, including me, Squares golf shoes. Squairz. I love unboxing Squares. Go ahead, Bob.
Taking off on one of my favorite singers off that mention, Huey Lewis, it's hip to be Squares.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go.
I'm not getting paid for it at all.
Well, absolutely, Huey Lewis. And then, you know, the other great sponsor, and we talk about them. I've talked about them for years. We've been partners and I've been advertising for them and an ambassador for them, and their golf clubs and their bag are on my TV shows, and they'll continue to do that, is Tour Edge at touredge.com. Chicagoland's very own Tour Edge Golf is celebrating 20 years of their exotics with their brand new exotic 725 series of golf clubs. The 10K MOI E725 driver provides the ultimate in forgiveness and stability off the tee, and the rest of the 725 series clubs are packed with innovation specifically designed, folks, to cover every player type looking to level up their game. So it's time to see for yourself why over 200 PGA Tour pros have chosen to put exotics in their bag. That is a stunning number. Over 200 PGA professionals putting exotics in their bags, Bob. For more on the new PGA Tour Exotic 725 series, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to go to touredge.com and find out all about them. Touredge.com. Had to get that in because there are great sponsors. Love what they're doing. I play Tour Edge. I want you to play Tour Edge. A lot of my friends playing, and over 200 professionals on tour playing Tour Edge golf clubs and the exotics in their 20th year. Amazing. Okay, Bob, LIV Golf. What's going on with LIV? Is there anything over there we need to be looking at?
Well, I know that they announced some equipment updates for the Mexico City event.
Mm-hmm.
And that included equipment changes for the thin air in Mexico, that you can hit potentially 400 yard drives due to the thin air in Mexico City. And that's I don't know what they're trying to think when they're doing equipment changes for that, but I'm anxious to see what comes out of that, to be honest with you, when they announce something like that.
I'm looking at the 2025 LIV Golf Money List. Now, they've only had five events. Forget about the zillions of dollars that these players were paid to sign contracts and go over to LIV whenever they did 2, 3 year, whatever ago. Joaquin Neiman is in first place, 8.6 million after five events. You're talking about having a career of golf in five events. Sergio, 6.4. Leishman, 5.1. Mronk, 4.7. Rahm, 4.1 million. Dropping down, Brooks Koepka, 3.2. Schwartzel, 3.2. Schwartzel was on my TV show. We did a whole television show with Schwartzel. What a clinic he provided us. Abraham Answer, out of Mexico, 2.8. Phil Mickelson, 2.6 million after five events. And DeChambeau is in there, I believe, at 2.1 million. He's 16th on the list. Now, I didn't give you everybody, but I gave you a bunch. And Live Golf keeps living on, living on. Do you see a day where Live Golf ever goes away, or do they live on and on and on?
Well, I'm going back to Alan Shipnuck's book, Live and Let Die. And I just think it's interesting to view those that are in power making decisions about this. And we've said it many times before, the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia could yank the plug at any time. They could put all their emphasis on other sports, which they like to be diversified in their sports supported. So it's I would give it another 2 years just to say, and we come back to that question. I just see where they actually doing it, because once again, what is driving it? The viewership. Where's the viewership? Where's the big bucks? If Fox is going to be able to one say that they're supporting it now, let's see how it shakes out, once we get through the heart of the season here.
All right, Bob, we only have a couple of 3 or 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's move forward. Folks, if you want to go to my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube sites, you go to Match Play TV. It's one word, small letters, Match Play TV. If you want to go see me over on LinkedIn, where I have a lot of videos, you just go to Ray Adams over at LinkedIn. There's going to be a new video posted tonight or early in the morning about the big Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic Epson Tour event coming up. And that video is going to be popping up here tonight or in the morning. And you're going to want to go to Match Play TV and see that. Bob, unbelievable. All over these social media platforms and around the internet, there are now popping up these various groups or purveyors of their, channels talking about the top 20 golfers of all time. And depending on who you want to follow, I think a lot of it is clickbait. That means they're just trying to get you to click in and be a part of what they're doing. We have a wonderful author coming on. I want you to introduce him, and we're going to work on getting him on. Tell us about him again.
Michael Arkush, author of 16 books, finished Golf 100, a spirited look at ranking the top 100 players of all time. And what m makes me compelled to talk to the audience who haven't even picked up the book yet, which is available everywhere, is the fact that he ranks some of the top women golfers of all time in that top 100, which is the way to do it. And he uses his own formula, which he'll explain to the audience when he's on our program. And so I'm very impressed with the way he handled it. He's a good storyteller. I helped him with a couple of things that he was asking about. He has a number of sources he's worked on to arrive at his top 100. He He spent over 2 years working on the book, and I give him a lot of credit for that. And it's just the formula and inclusive of the best women players of all time makes it a much more authentic to me top 100.
Yeah. All right. Top 20 golfers of all time. Bob, name me your top five. Everybody's got an opinion, like everybody's got a nose. So you tell me, what are your top golfers, five golfers of all time?
Well, okay. I'm starting with Jack Nicklaus. I'm going to Tiger Woods. I'm putting in Bob Jones in there. I'm putting in Gary Player. And I put in Arnold Palmer at five for one big reason. He brought people to the game. His major string ended much earlier in his career than he probably intended, but he attracted people to the TV age of golf. And to me, those people stand out in my memory, in my lifetime. When I was a little boy, I was watching Palmer and Jack Nicklaus go at it at Oakmont in the playoff in the 62 US Open. And I'll never forget that. I'll also never forget standing next to Gary Player, who is I'm almost the same height as Gary Player, and he was just an amazing athlete, and he could really hit the ball so well before the equipment changes, Ray. And then finally Bob Jones, who brought all factors of the game together, winning the biggest events of his lifetime, and then retiring at the age of I believe it was 29, I think it
Was he
was,
29 or 30, right in there, right?
in the year of 1930. And then he worked with Alistair Mackenzie to make Augusta National, and you know the rest of the story from that
Oh
point on.
yeah, the Masters, yeah. Any top 20 list that doesn't include Billy Casper has to be thrown to the trash. There was a period of years and a few short years where Billy Casper won more tournaments than Nicklaus, Player, or I don't know if it's Nicklaus Player and Hogan or Nicklaus Player and Watson combined.
Right. And
He
Ray,
won more tournaments.
I
And
was
then he
gonna
wrote a book called The Big Three and Me. And when he
write.
was on my TV show, Dr. Bob, I'm gonna give you the mic in a minute. When he was on my, hang on. I know you've got a lot of nuggets about Billy.
Yeah.
Billy was on my television show and he cried. And he's not the only one that teared up on my TV show. Numerous other ones have over the years. But he teared up because he said, I owe my entire career and everything I've got to the big three. And of course, he meant, and you can take it from there, who did he mean? I've got the big three in me. I would call Billy at his home, gave me his home number. Whenever I saw him, he would hug me. I loved this man. Tell me about the big three in me.
Well, Billy did not subscribe to Mark McCormick's public relations machine back then, and that's why he didn't come into the thing. He was able to be almost like on the outside looking in, but he was an amazing player, wonderful guy. Friend, you could become a friend with Billy in 5 minutes if you've never met him. He'd come up and he would treat you as like you're a part of the family. And I know that we're a lot of the friends in the industry were really devastated when he passed away at age 83. But Billy, there's a lot of great stories about Billy we can bring up later. I guess when I was listing my top five, people say, "Well, Bob, you sure miss Ben Hogan." Well, yes, I did miss Ben Hogan in my top five, but that's because I felt Arnold Palmer did much more for the overall concept of the growth of the game of golf. And that's why I used him in my top five.
Well,
Obviously, Hogan did amazing things before and after his tragic auto accident. I give him all the credit in the world. He was a Grand Slam winner. All that we know that. But that you asked me flat out who are my top five, and I gave it to you.
No, and I'm wanting everybody to write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Golfadams, one word, golfadams@msn.com. Hey, tell me who your top 20 golfers of all time are, or at least tell me who your top five are, because there are lists everywhere and lots of, well, very aggressive reaction to those lists if they don't list Jack Nicklaus as in first place. I don't know. I mean, I think, Bob, it depends on the era that you play and who you're playing against to therefore determine who might be the greatest players of all time. If you don't have Greg Norman in there, though, you've got a bad list. If you don't have Billy Casper in there, sorry, you're out. You can put him in whatever order you want, but of course, Palmer's got to be there. Sarrazin, McIlroy, Player, Jones, Hogan, Nicklaus, and Woods. They are the pantheon of, I think, what would go on a golf Mount Rushmore or in a pantheon. All right. So there you go, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. We're going to be back with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show day after tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Arizona time. And then, of course, it lives on thegolfnewsnet.com, airing several times on those days that we air, and then goes over to iHeart and Apple and Amazon and Spotify. Well, and many, many more big tune in, many more big platforms where the shows live forever. Thank you so very much. Get ready for the
Golf
Monday
Course
Golf Lifestyle Show,
are the
folks.
Unsung
I've already
heroes of our
clued
great
you
game.
In some
Due
things
to the
happening.
game's efforts,
big
we now
Epson
have
Tour
turf that
player
needs less
coming
water.
on with us.
Courses that are
Don't
more
forget
sustainable,
about that
with many now
Carlisle,
offering
Arizona
natural
Women's
wildlife
Golf Classic
habitats. From
coming
the
up
days
in
of old Tom
Scottsdale at
Morris,
the
golf course
TPC there,
superintendents have given
May
golfers
8,
a
9,
reason to
10,
love this
and
great game.
11, a
But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus
$400,000
agrees.
purse,
if you love golf
courtesy
like I do,
of
thank your
Carlisle
golf course
Companies,
superintendent.
based
a message
also
from the
right
Golf Course
here
Superintendents
in
Association
Scottsdale,
of America
Arizona.
and local
Back with you
superintendents
then.
everywhere.
Stay tuned
Time
for
when you buy and book online
great
at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air checker tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.